creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
On 12-12-12, the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, with Great River Shakespeare Festival, hosted a holiday party. Since the museum and the festival are part of Winona's culture, I thought it appropriate to include it on Culture Click this week. We visit with Doug Scholes Carlson about the upcoming Season 10 performances from Great River Shakespeare Festival. After that, we find out some favorite holiday traditions and memories from those who attended the event. You're listening to Culture Click. KQAL. It's Terry Tenseth. I'm with Doug Scholes Carlson at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum for the holiday Christmas party with Great River Shakespeare Festival. So what's tonight's event all about?
Well, we thought we would do a Christmas party. We'd done one once a couple of years ago, but nice chance for everybody to get together, talk about the shows. You have your first chance to buy season passes for the coming season and hear a Christmas story.
This year, we've got two selections, right? We've got Twelfth Night and Henry V. So what is so special about these two plays in your eye?
Oh, gosh. Well, Henry V is, this will be the first time that we've ever done it, one of Shakespeare's great history plays. We've only done two other history plays, and this one, as far as I'm concerned, this is the best of the history plays. It's a great heroic story. Shakespeare's only good king. All the other kings are troubled in some way, and this is a leader who is truly inspiring and really successfully leads his country. Some great rhetoric. It's a play that talks about the theater and using your imagination. It's just, it's a terrific play.
And now Twelfth Night has pretty complicated themes running through it, right, if I recall?
Yeah. There's a lot of people have called Twelfth Night a perfect play. I've read one criticism that said it is the most perfectly constructed vehicle for eliciting emotion ever written. So I don't know if that's exactly true, but yeah, but it talks about love in a lot of different ways. People who are mourning, people that are sort of giddily in love, people who are foolishly in love, people who are deeply in love, people who are suddenly in love, and talks about that in a really complicated way. It'll be our second time coming back to Twelfth Night, but interestingly enough, Paul Barnes, our artistic director, who has directed just about every Shakespeare play in the canon, many of them multiple times. I think Midsummer Night's Dream, he's probably done 13 or 14 productions of. This will be his first Twelfth Night, one of Shakespeare's most popular plays, and this will be the first time he's ever directed it.
How is that even possible?
I don't know, but I think it's really exciting to work on his first Twelfth Night.
Excellent. Now, you have a new role coming into season 10. How do you feel about that?
I'm really excited. Yeah, starting July 1st, Paul Barnes will step down as artistic director, and I'll step in and yeah, I'm really excited about it. I mean, I've been with the company from the beginning and looking forward to what it means to lead us into the next decade and continue to build the festival. I mean, it's a company that I'm really passionate about, so I'm really excited to lead it.
Will you still be on stage then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of companies that are led by actors. It's not a common structure, but the Globe Theatre in London, they had Mark Rylance was their artistic director for years, and he was primarily an actor. The Utah Shakespeare Festival just named co-artistic directors. Both of the guys direct, but they are primarily actors. So it is done sometimes. Yeah.
So we have the special season passes going on, a lot to look forward to in the upcoming year. Are there any other events that are coming up pre-season?
Well, we'll have a presence at the Frozen River Film Festival, and then we'll have our season preview a little bit later on where the designers will be in town and we'll talk a little more specifically about the productions. But right now really is the time to buy season passes, and they make great Christmas presents. You don't have to know what day you want to see the show. You can buy the pass and then choose your dates later on. So,
how's the casting going? Has that process started already?
You know, we've sort of put some feelers out, checked with our regular company and see how many people are coming back, but we make official decisions about that in January.
Okay, so lots of stuff about to shake up for you all. Great.
Yeah.
And since we are in the holiday season, can you tell me a favorite Christmas memory?
Oh, gosh, favorite Christmas memory. I was once traveling on Christmas. My whole family went on a study abroad trip. My father was a professor leading the group. So we spent Christmas in Hong Kong, trying to cobble together a Christmas in a non-Christian country where we had to find a Christmas tree. And, you know, it was just a really great time and a really great time of togetherness.
But not Chevy Chase-like.
No, luckily not. Although they have a really strange tradition with Christmas trees. they had this idea that Christmas trees should be perfect. So they would take the Christmas trees, cut all the branches off, drill holes in the trunk, and then put the branches back in. So every single tree is absolutely perfect and full. And of course, they last like a day because then they dry up and all the needles fall off. But it's a really odd, like this sort of translation of an American tradition, American and European tradition to China. And there's some aspects of it that are exactly right, and some aspects of it are like, yeah, that's not quite what we do.
Do you have a specific tradition you and your family do?
Yeah, we eat Cheerios and ice cream on Christmas morning. And that goes back to my childhood, but we do it every year. It's the only time we eat Cheerios and ice cream, but that's what we always have for Christmas breakfast. Ice cream goes in the Cheerios, chocolate sauce on top. Yeah, you only want to do that once a year, but it's really good.
What's the flavor to avoid mixing with the Cheerios?
I don't know. We've tried just about everything. I mean, even coffee-flavored ice creams. Chocolate is really the best, I think. Okay. But you can go just about anywhere. It's hard to go wrong.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's all about the food. Tell me about the food. What do you guys do at holiday time?
We just cook all kinds of traditional recipes and things. Now it's Christmas. You have a big beef roast.
Scalloped potatoes.
Right, scalloped potatoes and cranberry relish and all sorts of things.
Carrots and parsnips with bacon over them, which is really good. And sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. We have a feast.
And pies. You make pies.
Mm-hmm. Yep, pecan pie and gooseberry pie. And
pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. From a scratch pumpkin, of course.
Right? Oh, okay. Regular baking pumpkins, right?
Yeah, sugar pumpkin, right, yeah.
Growing up, do you have any favorite holiday memories?
Your family always exchanged ornaments, too.
And that's so true, yeah. You know, before Christmas.
Is falling over with ornaments from 48 years.
That's right. It's a lot of ornaments. That's it.
And then you start giving them to the kids, too, so you have to get a really big tree for all the ornaments now. We do.
Mm-hmm.
John and I actually have the same problem. We can't get all the ornaments on the tree at all. And every year his parents do give an ornament, and we have to write who it's to and what year it is. It's an ornament exchange. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I know who you are, but they don't.
I'm Ralph Townsend, the Dean of Liberal Arts at Winona State.
And what's your favorite holiday memory?
My family adopted a tradition about 10 years ago. My kids turn 14, 15, and we reached the stage where Christmas presents are a lot of clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the big problem with going clothes shopping at Christmas?
Well, you don't know what somebody else always likes, or you don't know their size, right?
Right. So where does that lead to? Returns, right? Returns. Okay. So we decided to cut out the middleman at my daughter's suggestion. On December 23rd, the four of us went to Freeport, Maine, and we shopped for each other for the day. And not only did they get what they got with things they would wear, and they would, come on, Dad, you got to try out this tie. Yeah, so, you know, you need to add this to your collection. And the memorable part of the day was at 4 p.m. that day, my credit card stopped working.
With Ron Stevens, he's pondering a favorite holiday memory.
Probably sledding on a cold Christmas Eve morning with kids and cousins.
Do you have any family traditions that you repeat every year?
Well, we usually travel to my mother's farmstead. Getting together with family, extended family, is the main part of it. Open gifts on Christmas Eve usually, or depending on when people can be there. And that's kind of the routine. Few food tradition, I guess. One consistent thing would be lefse.
Oh yeah, you do the lefse.
We do the lefse, yeah.
Do you put the sugar on it and the butter?
Yeah, yeah.
The upcoming new mayor of Winona, Mark Peterson, here at the Great River Shakespeare Festival holiday event at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum. And he's going to tell me about some favorite Christmas memories, maybe a Christmas tradition that you do yourself.
Well, in our family, my mother, who's 98 years old, has made salmon croquettes for Christmas Eve for the last 72 years, and I'm looking forward to it once again. I didn't like them as a kid, but I sure like them now. It's pretty cool that this has been going on that long, and I've never heard of anybody else having salmon croquettes, really ever. So it's kind of a unique Peterson family tradition, I think.
So your taste has become more refined.
It has. I'm not as fussy as I was when I was a kid.
Now, is there anything special you and your family specifically do?
Well, it all revolves around food again, I think, like a lot of people's holidays. My grandmother made chicken and noodles, and my mother made chicken and noodles, and my kids always loved it. And so I ended up making them for our family a long time ago. And so when my wife and our children get together, I make chicken and noodles for our main Christmas meal. So a lot of comfort food there. So, but it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah.
Will you be in Winona this holiday season?
We're going to be celebrating our family Christmas here and then going to Mankato for Christmas Eve for my mother. My whole family will be getting together there.
And how excited are you to be taking on the mayor position?
I'm very excited about it. I mean, I'll admit to a little nervousness, but that's natural, and I'm looking forward to it. I get sworn in on January 7th, and then I open the meeting, so I guess it's as simple as that.
Do they give you a gong or a gavel or anything?
Well, hopefully there'll be a gavel available, because we may need it.
Lots of stuff happening in this town, Mark.
There are a lot of things going on in Winona, and there always will be, I hope.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Scott Olson. I work at Winona State University, and I moonlight as a DJ on KQAL.
Go ahead and tell us what your favorite holiday memory is and tradition.
So my family always had a very traditional meal on Christmas Eve that was Scandinavian in nature. I've got Swedish and Norwegian blood in me, so we would have Swedish meatballs, and we would have Swedish sausage, but lefse, which is more Norwegian, and lingonberries. And really a feast. And that still continued. And my daughters would tell you that is their favorite meal of the year. But when I was a kid growing up, my Norwegian grandfather always insisted that lutefisk be part of that meal. That ended when my Irish-American wife, Kelly, was invited over to their home for one of these dinners. And being Irish-American, she looked at the plate, saw the potatoes, and said, well, I've got something to look forward to here. Looked at the lutefisk and thought, you know what, I'm going to take one bite of that and then ignore it. And she started in on this, and my grandfather reached over the table with his fork, and he said, you don't eat it like that. And he mashed up the potatoes with the lutefisk, and from Kelly's perspective, rendering the potatoes inedible. And in the car on the way home that night, Kelly said, we're never serving lutefisk at one of our Christmas Eve dinners. And that tradition has held true.
And I guess that's a favorite memory of yours as well, but what specifically do you and your family do that you do every year?
We still get together every Christmas Eve. My mom shows up, and she lives in Arizona, and she comes, and then we get together, and we do that exact thing that I just described, minus the lutefisk. And then when I was a kid growing up, on Sunday morning, we would come down to see what presents might be under the tree or by the on the stockings. And then we would go over to my grandparents' house. So it was over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. And we would open the presents there while my mom would kind of stay behind and prepare our home for an afternoon event that gathered the whole extended family together. My mom's family and my dad's family were all from the Minneapolis area, so we had cousins and great aunts and great uncles and grandparents and everybody coming over. Now, the family's not like that anymore. You know, the family tree kind of narrowed out on this branch, and so it's a much quieter time now, but a beautiful time when the family gets together and enjoys the holiday.
So what are you going to do for your first Christmas time holiday?
Right. Well, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to have that kind of Scandinavian supper, and we don't make our own Swedish sausage, so it might task us a little bit to figure out where around here do we get the good Swedish sausage, but we do make our own lefse, and we do make our own, we can buy the lingonberries, and then we make our own Swedish meatballs, so that'll be the same.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, we'll maybe on Christmas Day itself, we'll improvise a little bit and see what happens. Maybe some new traditions will be born.
All right, sounds good.
It is always good.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy holidays, everybody.
I'm Rob Thomas, and I'm the company manager and associate development director at Great River Shakespeare Festival. Well, there was one Christmas where I was flying back from Florida where I was working, and I made it all the way to the Minneapolis airport in a snowstorm, and then we got snowed in, and a lady and I saw she was crying, so I went up and talked to her, and she snowed in. She wasn't going to be with her family the next day for Christmas, so she and I had our own nice little Christmas with the airport food and hung out there, and then we flew out the next day. We managed to get out the next day and get home and still spend some Christmas with our family, but we spent that night in the airport together having our own little Christmas with Aunt Anne's pretzels, so it was nice. Yeah, it was fun.
Do you have any holiday traditions?
Christmas Eve in our family is the big night. So we have probably about 25 family members, and each family is charged with the task of coming up with at least one activity. Sometimes it's a trivia game, usually family-oriented trivia game. Sometimes it's a sing-along. Sometimes it's party games. You know, we have this favorite one where you put on oven mitts and you sit five people in a row and you pass a bowl of Hershey's Kisses. And you have to unwrap with oven mitts on your hands a Hershey Kiss and put it in the next person's mouth before you can pass on the mitts and the kisses. And then the next person has to do that. And we race to the end, which is probably my favorite game we play as a family.
That's great. Thank you.
I never do that well at it, but I always have fun anyway.
A giant thank you goes out to all who contributed to the conversation on today's Culture Click. More information on the Great River Shakespeare Festival can be found at www.grsf.org. Information on the Minnesota Marine Art Museum can be found at minnesotamarineart.org. From all of us at KQAL, we wish you a very safe and happy holiday season. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.